You're listening to a CNBC TV 18 podcast.
Hello and welcome to CNBCTV18.com. This is Kanishka Sarkar and you are listening to the Top News Podcast. Wishing you all a very happy Dhanteras. Hope you all have a very happy and safe Diwali. Well, be it former Maharashtra Home Minister's arrest, an update on ex-SBI Chairman Pradeep Chaudhary's arrest case, the latest on IPOs, or India's net zero commitment. I'm back here with the top stories from India and around the world. First up, let's take a look at the top headlines of November 2nd, and as we progress, I'll share more details. Sensex today shed over 100 points at close, whereas Nifty 50 slipped below 17,900. Meanwhile, we may have another IPO coming up soon as Delhivery has filed papers for public listing worth Rs. 7,000 crore. I'll also tell you about how much the Policy Bazaar issue was subscribed on the very first day. We're talking about environment now. Prime Minister Narendra Modi stunned everyone last night as he announced India's target to achieve net zero carbon emissions by 2070. More details on this shortly. Moving on, Maharashtra's former Home Minister Anil Deshmukh has been arrested by the ED in a money laundering case. On the other hand, in former SBI Chairman Pradeep Chaudhary's arrest case, Alchemist ARC has accused loan defaulters of defaming board members. Meanwhile, Bharti Airtel announced its financial results today. Its net profit for the second quarter stood at 1,134 crore rupees, which beat the street estimates. I'll also tell you about why Sushmita Sen blindly invests in gold. First up, a look at the market. Indian equity benchmarks, Sensex and Nifty, gave up initial gains amid choppy trade after a positive start today. Gains in automobile and realty shares were offset by pharmaceutical and select banking scripts. The Sensex index fell 109 points to end at 60,029, while the broader Nifty 50 benchmark shed 40 points to settle at 17,889. A look at IPOs. Delhivery, an Indian delivery and e-commerce logistics company, has filed a draft red herring prospectus with markets regulator SEBI for a public issue worth Rs. 7,460 crore. Sources have told CNBC TV 18 that the offer may comprise a fresh issue of 5,000 crore and an offer for sale worth Rs. 2,460 crore. The company is seeking a valuation of about $5.5 billion. Delhivery is a domestic logistics giant backed by SoftBank, Tiger Global Management and Carlyle. The company plans to use proceeds from the IPO to fund its organic growth initiatives, for which it will use up to 2,500 crore rupees. It also plans to invest in inorganic growth through acquisitions and other strategic initiatives, for which it will use 1,250 crore rupees. Meanwhile, the initial public offering of Policy Bazaar-owned PB FinTech, which also operates Paisa Bazaar, opened for subscription today. It was subscribed 66% at the time of recording this podcast. The offer has received bids for 2.28 crore equity shares against the IPO size of 3.45 crore equity shares. Next up, in a surprise announcement, Prime Minister Modi, last night at the COP climate talks, announced 2070 as the target for India to reach net zero carbon emissions. While this is two decades beyond what scientists say is needed to avert catastrophic climate impacts. Back home, environment experts hailed India's pledge as real climate action. They say that by making this big promise, India has put the ball in the court of developed nations to fulfill the promise of climate finance. India Inc. too welcomed Modi's pledge and termed it a practical long-term target. Next up, an update on extortion allegations against Anil Deshmukh, who was Maharashtra's former home minister. He was arrested by the Enforcement Directorate late night on November 1st after over 12 hours of questioning in a money laundering case linked to an alleged extortion racket in the state police establishment. According to officials, Deshmukh was arrested under provisions of the Prevention of Money Laundering Act. They claim that the senior NCP leader was evasive during questioning and the agency will seek his custody after they produce him in the local court. The money laundering case against Deshmukh and others was made out after the CBI booked him in a corruption case related to allegations of at least 100 crore bribery made by former Mumbai Police Commissioner Parambir Singh. Moving on, in connection with former SBI chairman Prateep Chaudhary's arrest in a loan scam, Alchemist Arc says that the defaulting borrowers are trying to frustrate the recovery process initiated by the lenders and Alchemist Asset Reconstruction Company. The company alleges that borrowers have been working towards harassing and defaming the board members. Former SBI chairman Prateep Chaudhary was on November 1st sent to 14-day judicial custody after his arrest for an alleged fraud involving the sale of a hotel when the company defaulted on a loan. Moving on, Bharti Airtel announced its second quarter numbers today. The telecom operator posted a net profit of 1,134 crore for the second quarter. This far exceeds the CNBC TV18 poll prediction of a profit at ₹710 crore. Its revenue from operations during the July-September period jumped 5.5% to 28,300 crore compared with 26,850 crore in the year-ago period. Now, let me tell you why Sushmita Sen blindly invests in gold. On the occasion of Dhanteras, Sushmita Sen told CNBC TV18 that she learned about investment pretty early on in life. She also suggested having a very balanced portfolio because one never knows which way the world will turn. The Bollywood actor looks at jewelry as an investment. She says that she would blindly invest in gold because no matter what happens to the market, gold always gives return. One just have to have the holding power. With that, we end this podcast. But before I sign out, here's an opportunity where we will listen to you. In case you have any queries or suggestions, please do write to us on CNBC TV18 podcast at nw18.com. I'll be back tomorrow evening with the top stories from around the world. Till then, stay tuned to CNBCTV18.com for all the latest updates. Wishing you all a very happy Dhanteras once again. Thank you for listening.